Indigents in the Binduri district are calling on government to take a second look at the human resource base of primary and junior high schools in the newly created district. Their call comes in the face of falling educational standards in the area. Reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that schools such as St. Peter's Primary, Tansia Primary and Junior High School, and Kadi Primary and Junior High are among the 16 schools that are facing the problem of inadequate teachers. The residents made the call in an interview with our Upper East Regional Correspondent, Sangma Felix Lambert, after he visited some of the schools.
We have the primary schools and then the JSS. The primary school, which is St. Peter's Primary, it has about 18 classrooms, 6 for the day nursery and 12 for the primary school. That is Block A, Block B. And it serves a lot of communities. The human resource base, the school, is not something that one can boast of. Talk about over 1,000 students in the primary school and about 6 trained teachers. 18 classrooms, 6 trained teachers, 1 administrative head. The same can be said about that of the JSS. About 6 classrooms, 3 trained teachers. In fact, it's something that is a headache for the community.
Well, I happen to be teaching in one of the communities, and the population of the school is over 1,600. Now, there are only 3 trained teachers running ABA. We have 12 classrooms.
Unless some of the schools are being mounted by voluntary teachers, how is this situation?
Most of the schools around the Binduri area here are being run by volunteer teachers. The trained teachers are not enough at all in all the schools in the area.
Being a teacher, is it that they post people here and they don't want to come, or they don't post people at all?
They don't just post people at all to this place. All they do is we to look for our own volunteer teachers, and the volunteer teachers come from within the community here. When our boys complete senior high, we beg them, give them some token, and they come to support with the teaching of the children.
We are bored with what is happening as of now. Yeah, earlier on, you mentioned some schools that were not having teachers. Can you mention some of the schools to Radio Ghana?
That is Anisi, Narango, Opargo, Belepinsi, Kadi, Tasia, Atoba, Azumsa Pelga, Bunyoko, Diamne.
Some concerned residents of Binduri talking to Upper East Regional Correspondent Dagmar Felix Lambert. Meanwhile, the youth in Binduri constituency in the Upper East Region have given Stephen Natubiga a 30-day ultimatum to respond to their call for him to stand as an independent candidate in the Binduri constituency. In a press release read on behalf of the youth in the constituency by Alhassan Peter Adams, the youth described Mr. Tubiga as somebody who can bring development to the area, especially now that Binduri is a district. He is one of the 6 people who contested the NDC primary in the constituency. Upper East Regional Correspondent Dagmar Felix Lambert has more.
We, the youth of Binduri as a whole, and in particular of the NDC party, have, after a very careful observation, decided to look for a redeemer to represent us during the general election. We have no less a person than our own son and brother, Mr. Atubuga Stephen. Mr. Atubuga Stephen is one of 6 people who contested the NDC primaries at the constituency level and lost narrowly by 2 votes. This is reflected in the fact that Mr. Atubuga has the popular support of 11 out of 12 electoral areas that make up the Binduri constituency. Majority of the chiefs and opinion leaders that make up the constituency. That Mr. Atubuga indeed is the man of the youth and women in the constituency is not hidden. The young man is the kind we can rely on to capture back the seat which has always been ours since the Fourth Republic.
A representative of the youth in Binduri, Alhassan Peter Adams.